Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Rach is off to Japan. She won't be back for 2 weeks. So we have Trish here every day, 4 hours for the next 2 weeks.
You're just doing that.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I will not.
And we appreciate it.
Laying it down right now. I'll be here today until about 1:50, and I got to go pick up my mom.
Okay. Bring her back.
We'll send her a car.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. You want to go do that?
You can do that.
Trish's mom on from 2 to 5.
Oh, geez. Remember when I was so nervous to have my mom and dad on when I was on the show?
Yes.
I think it was our anniversary or something. And they lasted like 10 seconds and they hung the phone up on accident. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Good times.
We'll have to play my mom's interview again for the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
100%. I remember that. Yeah. That was sweet.
We're just lamenting the fact that Wheeler does not gossip with us. There's someone here that none of us like, and Wheeler's like, I don't know. I've never had any bad interactions.
I've never had much interaction at all.
Stop right there. Yes, period, in your life.
Yeah.
That would be true. You've had very little interaction at all. You're your own. You're like a buoy. You're just out there.
Yeah. I'm pretty.
You're just bobbing much, around in the ocean.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I'm just doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've noticed.
That's not incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is like a brother or sister to Kevin. It is always right after I say something bad or I'm very, very close to saying something bad about somebody, he will just jump in and go like,
I love that person.
Like a brother to me. Like a brother. I'm like, be mean.
I am.
Be mean sometimes. It's fun.
Yeah. You guys are telling me to be mean? Man.
No, your anger's misplaced.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
There we go. You have to stop directing your anger at Tupperware and
and do it at humans.
Yes.
Well, see, but I can throw Tupperware and it won't get me in trouble.
You can throw humans.
Yeah, but it'll get me in trouble.
Not if you throw them hard enough.
Throwing inanimate objects doesn't get you in trouble unless you hit someone with it.
I have a thing to start the show about today, but I can't because we've done it way too much in the 1 o'clock. It's about my dissatisfaction with the world.
Mm. Ah, okay.
Yes.
I get you.
But I have new stuff.
All
and
right.
We're just discussing it outside.
New things you don't like with the world, you mean?
New. I'm sharpening it. Yes.
Okay.
So we'll do it in the 2 o'clock.
All right.
So the different people can hear
space
my vitriol.
That out. Yeah. You gotta make sure everyone gets a little bit.
Why Dave hates the world. dot, dot, dot.
No, I'm really sensing it with everyone, though. Everyone's kind of like, this sucks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, ugh. That's all I can say about it. Ugh.
It is.
Suffocating.
It is.
Nothing's fun.
Yeah, because people
nothing's
are so
loose,
full of themselves, they don't think about bigger picture. What do I like? What do I feel good about? Boom, that's it. That's all we're going to do. You guys don't have a say. Screw you. Don't need you.
What's up with this microphone?
It's a bad one.
Yeah.
It's falling on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just brand new. I don't know why it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like 3 weeks old. You can't expect it to work that long. Yeah.
There it goes.
There we go. Down again.
During the break, I might be able to fix it.
What do you got? You want to do your stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
How much?
How much what?
I got a lot of stuff.
As much as
you
want?
What do you want to know about? Oh, can I talk about my festival for a second that was this past weekend, which was extremely hot, but thank God we have the hall because I should have said that too. We had inside space. But there was a, you know, we hire police officers to, you know, work it. And there was one, Kevin, who you met last year.
Okay.
When you stopped by and he listens to the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin and Paula. And Susan L. Ward came by.
Oh, nice.
But I missed her because I was walking around trying to find something for my mom and she was getting food. And
that's too bad.
And then there was another retired firefighter, Todd, who listens to your show all the time, came up.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's it. And we had fun.
Good.
Good festival. You guys enjoyed the food.
Pretty hot, though.
It was so hot, you guys.
That was the day you were coaching.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
God, the kids played on that day?
Yep. 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 On the artificial surface, which means it was probably 115.
You think there'd be a rule about that?
Yeah, no. All around the town, you had people, high school and junior high football games, soccer games. I mean, everybody just kind of deal with it.
I remember that. Like, believe it or not, I used to be athletic. When I was younger, and I was on the field hockey team at Ursuline, and we would run the streets of Kirkwood, like, in 98-degree weather for practice. And it's like, I can remember it, and I can remember how it felt.
Yep. Yeah. It's not great.
I've said this a million times, but anyone my age probably had a similar experience. At the little high school I went to, Roxana, over in Illinois, it was all about sports. We were really good in sports, and it was like a college program. And this would have been probably 1978, 79, 80 when I was, you know, starting to play football. And they would have doubles practices. And you'd have one at 8 in the morning and one at 3 in the afternoon. And at 8 in the morning, it's already super, you know, pretty hot and stuffy. And you couldn't get a drink the entire practice. And they had
fountains. Thought they were, like, building you up or something by doing that?
They had fountains set up in a field where you practiced. And so there was like a little 2-inch deep pond from these fountains running all the time just to torture you.
Mm.
And if you went over there and got a drink, you were off the team like the Navy SEALs or something. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then you would go.
That would last 2 seconds.
No, 2 seconds. And they would give us, Wheels, are you old enough? Did they ever give you salt pills?
No, but yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, they would give us these big honking.
Hydrate you?
I mean, you retain water. Yeah,
you retain your water. You don't sweat as much out.
Wasn't great though when
you're
super thirsty.
That's what the electrolytes are in, like, Gatorade. Mm. Yeah,
that sounds awful.
Then you'd go home, eat a hot dog, lay down, get up, and go back for a 3 p.m. practice.
Jeez.
Yeah,
that's rough.
It was rough.
And you
back
survived.
When people were stupid.
Probably the hardest thing I've ever done though. As far as, like, physically?
Yeah.
Like, college sports was a cakewalk compared to that.
And it's so great because, it's so hilarious to me because, what would you say, probably 100% of high school football programs did that?
Yes.
And 5% were any good?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like it made you better, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, while we're on sports, I have had a sports question, and I'm just asking Wheeler because he's a sports guy, but anyone can answer. I've been wondering this. Do the Bat Boys travel?
No.
Oh, I just think that would be such a cool job. But, like, you notice when the Cardinals are on the road, what do they get, local kids?
Yeah, there's always a set visit, home and visitor.
I mean, what
dugout.
A
yeah.
fun job for those kids. Also, my second sports question.
Sometimes they're, like, almost grown, though.
Is there a...
there's one
like,
there.
One or two like, there, he's like, got a mustache.
He has a wife.
He's, like, 6'3". Yeah. Like, dang, man, this guy's suiting up.
Probably has a wife. what is there a universal favorite, or is it... Depending on the player, like your favorite pitch count, is there a one that you really like or like the best position to be in?
I mean, like as a hitter?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean the it's a little bit different now, but yeah, universally the 3-0, 3-1s are the best because you know they have to throw something where you can hit it, otherwise you get to walk. Mm. It's a little less certain now. Like that used to be, 10, 15 years ago, and all the way through before. 3-0, 3-1, that's fastball count. You're getting a fastball. You know it's coming. You're sitting on it. Now, that's not true.
Like, I would think 3-2 would be really nerve-wracking for a hitter.
It's no more than 2-2, 0-2, 1-2.
Less so.
Once you got two, that's the nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which one
like,
it is.
If you have 0-2, they're going to throw you crap for the next couple of pitches.
Yeah.
And just see if you go after it.
Yeah. Unless they think you're weak somewhere, then they'll just go right at that weakness.
Yeah. I thought this was semi-funny. Something on TikTok. It's Missouri seasons. Winter, full spring, second winter, spring of deception, third winter, the pollinating, actual spring, summer, the devil's front porch, false fall, second summer where we are now, and then actual fall.
Oh, that's so good.
It's pretty
accurate.
Pretty accurate.
And I don't know why I'm surprised every year, too.
I know.
It's like after we had that nice weather what, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, cool, this is how it's going to be now until we get to... And it, I know that it's not. Yeah. But every year I get surprised.
It is a weird thing, isn't it? Yep. Like, I've had 60 summers and winters, and every time I'm like, I didn't see this coming.
That sounds weird to say it like that.
Thank you.
It sounds short, but it also sounds really long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
You've had 60 well, you know, it sounds bad. Like,
you know, it sounds bad. No offense to 81-year-olds out there, but sometimes I think, like, you only have about 20 good summers left. Like, got to do something.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very
maybe
weird.
Not that many.
It's very weird because it feels like I've had a million, you know, like Christmases or Thanksgivings or whatever. And it's weird to think like I've had like 34 of those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that's it's
that's,
really
that's
weird.
It does not sound like a lot.
It sounds like very
but
few.
I guess it's not. There is just some point, and maybe it's different for everyone. You hit a magical age where you realize there's not much in front of you left. And you're really just trying to stay alive at this point. Like, I don't know. I guess I walked through life as, I don't know, a dream. Like, everything was in front of me. And then all of a sudden, with the snap of a finger, it's just not.
Oh, Chris is giving me trouble online. Hey, is that jersey the only thing Dave owns now? No, Chris. Dumbass.
Got a different one every day.
A different one every day.
Have you noticed that every...
And I have three Peorias.
That says... Oh, I was going to say, you have five Peorias.
Everyone's got something to say.
Yeah,
everyone's got a little comment to make about whatever. Everyone's got just a little, like, couldn't help but notice the hair's a little... Blah, blah, blah. Come on. Shut up.
Says one of the guys that was yelling at me for not gossiping about people.
We have our own set of morals.
I don't do it to their face, Kevin. I do it to their back where it can't hurt
Maybe
them.
Maybe that's the problem. I just do it to people's faces when I'm mad at them.
It can't hurt people if I do it behind their back, Kevin.
God, that's great.
Let's break now because I have a pretty good mean email that I got.
Oh,
yeah. I like mean emails.
And I think you're gonna like it. Welcome back, DGS 119. Trish is sitting in with us. Rach is gone for a couple of weeks. Birthday shout out?
Yes, to my sister Linda. It's also her anniversary, Linda and Vinny's anniversary. She got married on her birthday, which I think I was here last year on that too.
Sounds familiar.
I know, because we were all talking about how dumb it was to get married on your birthday, because then you get miss out on gifts. Anyway, happy birthday.
And happy birthday to our pal Julie Lally.
Yeah, Julie Lally.
Happy birthday, Julie.
You remembered yesterday and today.
Yes, yes.
Good job. Good
friend. 2 days of birthdays with me.
Good friend.
Okay, so in 25 years, this is one of the most interesting emails I received. It was from a female, and it was a real setup. It was a real sucker punch because the email started with her telling me how interesting she finds me and attractive, and
so
I'm so
like,
I'm so my interests are eclectic, and I say things that surprise her, and I'm like, well,
it's like I like this one,
and then she downshifted into.
How did she downshift? What was the sentence?
I'm about to read it to you. She said, however, I was shocked to learn that you are obsessed with baseball, especially the St. Louis Cardinals. Being someone from St. Louis, that is so expected, obvious, and Hoosier. No truly interesting man follows sports.
What? What?
It's blooded my nose. Yeah.
Where did that come? I wonder how she developed that belief and thought.
Oh.
Because she's not smart.
I don't know.
That's just such an odd...
It tells me you've never met the right dudes.
...to think and say.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, nothing against people that don't like sports. It's fine if you don't. I'm not judging. But that is weird. Well, if you like this thing that millions of people like, you're not... what?
Smart.
You're not smart?
Yeah.
You're not cool. Right. You're not interesting.
Let's go. IQ
and
test.
You're expected.
IQ test challenge. Let's go.
That kind of hurts.
It did. It left a mark.
Yeah, I can see why it would.
Oh, that shouldn't hurt, man.
Because you just want to be like, why? What happened?
Really had me going there for a minute,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, out of all the things that you're interested in to pick from, she finds that one weird.
Yeah.
Out of all the things not Bigfoot. Yourself.
Right. So true.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I don't even know. How do you even respond
to that? That's such, you know, that's such an odd thing, because if you took a thing that she was interested in and said, oh, anybody that likes that is stupid, she would be greatly offended.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to do to someone else.
Mm.
Like, for years, the whole thing was, oh, jocks picking on nerds or whatever, and that was always terrible and wrong. So why is the opposite? Just okay, you're fine.
Yeah, she thought it was just so obvious and expected, like, oh, look at this. A guy from St. Louis likes the Cardinals, snore. It's like...
It's very interesting to me how, you know, in the classic conflict between the nerds and the jocks... The nerds are allowed to do that, but if the jocks do it, it's bullying.
Well, yeah, we're bullies.
Yeah, but the nerds are allowed to go like...
You're just stupid.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing anymore?
Is there a sports ball?
Not as much.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, because it feels like...
I mean, there's bullying, but it seems like it's less than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an odd dynamic, because I agree that jocks shouldn't be pushing other people around. Like, I agree with that. But then why do you get to call jocks stupid just because you don't like the thing that they like?
Well, not to mention there's a lot of women who are into baseball, too, and a lot of women who
stupid, too.
You know?
Stupid and obvious.
Expected, obvious, and Hoosier.
Dumb.
Oh.
No truly interesting man follows sports.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm. Sure.
I wonder if she's married. What his interests are and what he does. And
I don't know, but I guarantee I could make fun of them and it would probably not be fair.
How so?
Just inside. Like, I can find anything to me. I can make fun of literally anything anybody likes, but it's not fair. It's not right. Doesn't mean it's a good thing. I don't know. That just feels very snobby.
I know that we're in a business where people listen and you want their feedback, and, you know, sometimes it's warranted, sometimes it's not. But those kinds of emails always, it's just like, I would never take my time out of my day to write someone and tell them what I don't like about them. Like, it just seems very cruel.
It shocks me every time.
Every time
I get an email that's like, I thought that thing you said today was really stupid. I'm like, all right.
Because our job is very much based on our personality. So when you write in and say you don't like this, you're just basically saying, I don't like you as a person.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very cruel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Shockingly, I love those confrontations. I don't mind it because I know what's real and what's not. I'm cool. I know I have flaws, and it's cool if you hit on them. What I like, though, is pushing back on you having to be specific about what your criticism actually is and whether it's just your own bias. You'll say something is terrible. Is it terrible or do you just not like it? Because those are two different things. Right? You can say, using I'll be the caveman and talk sports. But you can not like a player and they can still be good.
Right.
You can say I don't like that player, but they're still good. That one does not mean the other is true. And you can like a player that's not good. So it does. I always try to push back on it. Like, are you just talking about what you don't like? Because don't act like there's some objective. I'm sorry. Yeah, some objective standard that you're going by here. It's just your emotions. That's fine. Just admit that, and then we're good.
Paul says, "Now picture her saying that while eating ice cream out of a shoe."
Yeah,
I'm not sure what that means, but it made me feel better.
I don't know. I feel like she's sitting up on a really tall horse when she's saying that.
Oh, that's odd.
You peons.
I feel like
in
I really
sports.
Let her down.
Oh no, like don't the, feel that.
No,
she's
no, no,
a
no,
jerk.
No, no, I know that, but I mean just the way she started the email.
Yeah, like you did something to her.
Yeah, it was very.
That's whiplash.
Yeah. But she couldn't have been listening very long if she just figured out that I like baseball.
And to say you're obsessed with it is a kind of being dramatic.
Yeah, I don't have room to be obsessed with it. No. I'm into so many different things.
It's the baseball season, so you're talking about it. When the baseball season's not in play, you're probably not talking about it.
Thanks, Trish.
Did she tell you what you should like more?
No. She had no suggestions for me.
That's interesting. What should you be like in your
what would make
time?
You an intelligent, interesting person?
Well, evidently, from her preamble about how eclectic my tastes are, it must be that the baseball and sports thing is just like a deal breaker.
It's too normy.
Yeah, it's too big a red flag.
Well, and you're a red flag.
You got her on that one.
You're a red flag.
I know. That's we're back to fifth grade right there, buddy.
That
no, you're a red flag.
No, you are. I know you are.
I mean, it's kind of the level of the discourse for that kind of an email. You're being a brat.
I've never
you're being
heard
a fifth
someone
grade brat.
Being criticized for liking baseball.
I mean,
I'm always breaking new ground.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write an email to someone so I can show them how I judge them. That's a really smooth move. You're a great guy or lady. Yeah, I'm going to go out of my way to tell someone that this thing about you, you're stupid.
Yeah. DGS on KMOX. Trish hanging out with us for another segment. Rach is out of town for a couple of weeks. So if you want to sit in with the show, if you want to be in Trish's chair, come on in.
Come on in.
Be my guest.
Except the anti-baseball lady. She can't come in.
Anyone can do this.
Anyone can do it.
Anti-baseball lady can't do it.
Nick had an interesting baseball question last night. We went to the game together. And I said to him that I don't know, other than Green Bay, if there's another city more inextricably tied to a sports team. And, you know, St. Louis just is the Cardinals. You ask anyone around the country, it's the first thing that's going to come up. And he said, if the Cardinals moved, if ownership moved them to another city, would you still root for them or would they be dead to you?
Oh,
probably. Most people probably dead.
Yeah, I don't think St. Louis would take that well.
Because the anger would be strong.
Well, look at what happened to the football cart.
Yeah. I mean, Big Red still has a huge following here of the people that were around, but nobody since has cared.
Yeah.
And there are people in town that casually watch the Arizona Cardinals, so like mild interest, but can't imagine there's that many that are diehards.
And I don't know which side I fall on here, but since we don't have a football team, since the Rams left, people have kind of, you know, obviously taking up the Chiefs, but then those people think we're posers because now we're and I don't know the answer to that. Are we like, or is it okay? Like, who cares?
It's
really
both.
In the scheme of things, but
it's both. It's okay. Yeah. And it's, you know, you're jumping on, but you don't have a whole lot of other choice. I mean, if you're an NFL fan in St. Louis, you're going to pick Kansas City, Chicago, you know, probably Tennessee.
From the Chiefs' perspective, wouldn't you want us to? Like, what do you want
no,
us to do?
The Chiefs, actively recruited St. Louis. Like, they put up billboards. They did a lot of signs. Obviously, we're the flagship for the Chiefs
in
St. Louis.
Saying,
so, yeah, they want it.
In Kansas City probably are calling
the
us
fans?
Posers. Yes,
yeah, because, I'm sure they are because
like,
fans
I don't think
are fans.
They appreciate it.
I think they appreciate it, but I still think they're going to look at any non-Kansas City-based fans as second citizens within the fandom.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, but they would still be nice to you. Like, they'd be happy that you're rooting for them and giving the team money.
So I am, I've been waiting a week to find out what Donald Sutherland's butt means.
I had that in my notes in my phone. You know how we all take notes. Dave's got a notebook. The fact that I had it in there was just making me laugh like every day, which is way funnier than the story. Mm-hmm. But I was had my sleepy time medicine already when I came up with this. So I just want that to be out there.
I was not in my sound mind.
No, I was reading a book and they made reference to Donald Sutherland's butt in a movie, which was not Animal House. And I wanted to, it was called Don't Look Now. And I was like, geez, how many times did this guy show his butt? Because I want to tell you, when I saw Animal House, and I probably watched it when I shouldn't have just because I have older sisters, his butt really bothered me. Like, that has stuck in my head. I hated the sweater he had on. I did not find it attractive. He was very pale. You know, he was in Boone's kitchen. He was having an affair with Boone's girlfriend, Kate, I think, or Katie. And he lifts to get the coffee cup, and you see his butt. And I was very, like, that stuck in my head.
Really gotcha.
I did not like it.
I'm not ready for this.
And then I kept thinking, like, well, first, yeah, he showed his butt in another movie, so I was like, ugh, I can't watch that movie. But all the movies that really stuck with me either had naked body parts or I was really scared. Like, you remember I've told the story before. My parents took me to see Officer and a Gentleman, and Deborah Winger's boobs came on screen. They pulled me, and we had to leave the theater because I saw Deborah Winger's boobs. That stuck in my head. Cujo, Poltergeist, and Warriors. Like, ugh.
And Donald Sutherland's butt.
And Donald, like, either naked body parts or I was really scared. And those are my movies that I remember, if you guys have one, that really traumatized you when you were younger.
I can't think of any nudity that traumatized me.
I can't think of anything that did, but there were things that made me laugh.
I watched a movie called Carnosaur, which was like a very schlocky, like, dinosaur horror movie.
Yeah.
When I was very, very young, because I love dinosaurs, and I think my parents were just like, oh, Carnosaur, this is a dinosaur thing. You're going to love this. And then also Poltergeist.
Oh, yes.
Because Poltergeist.
Did I say Poltergeist?
No. Poltergeist is famously rated, I think it's rated G. It's either rated rated G or PG because this was.
I'm pretty sure it's PG, yeah.
PG, okay.
Yeah.
Before, this is before they had like more intense ratings. So it was either like stuff kids can watch.
It was PG
fine,
or R, yeah.
Or stuff that kids should have parents around for. Yes. And that was horrible.
That's
I didn't
awful.
Even make it through.
The pool scene? Did you see that?
And then
skeletons?
Huh?
With the skeletons? Yeah. You know those were real people?
Oh.
Yeah. They
what do you mean?
They were real human skeletons.
From like a morgue or something like that. Yeah, it was
rated. That'd be some real acting.
Yeah, it was rated PG. That was what, maybe a year or two before the PG-13 designation was created.
So I was just, I don't want to get ahead of these guys because I don't know that they've announced it, but some people contacted me through a friend and said that they're going to rent out a theater around Halloween and show The Exorcist. Huh. And they're going to have a panel discussion. And given my experience with The Exorcist House, they wanted me to be a part of it and lead it.
Are they going to have like other people
that
were around back then?
Yes.
Wow.
And they said, so the movie starts at like 7. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to watch the movie. Like, I'm not. I'm,
no?
No.
No, it's too
Hell
scary.
No.
It's.
Kevin, it's scary for the last time.
You don't think that's scary?
I mean,
he's never seen it.
Never seen it?
Yeah.
It's almost like when I was like 9.
I always thought Amityville Horror was scarier.
Oh,
than
yeah.
That. I mean,
it was scary.
I think
Amityville Horror 2 was the scariest. It was the true story of the DeFeo family that led to the supposed haunting. And this teenage kid killed everyone in his family with a shotgun. And in Amityville Horror 2, it's the story of him being possessed.
Is that when he gets with his sister?
Yes.
Okay, then I did say that.
Do you remember the part, probably the scariest thing I've ever seen. Do you remember the part when someone's down in the basement and this wooden door opens up in the wall? And you look down the hall, and it's like this never-ending gray, wet hallway that's really short. And all these people from hell or something are walking down it, but they can't stand up because the ceiling's too short. And it just, like, my tongue went numb. Yeah, they're all stooped over and walking real slow. And they never referenced what it was or why it was. It was just one more scary thing in the house. That scene made my whole body go numb.
It's the gateway to hell.
Exactly. Yeah. It was terrible.
The true story of the Amityville Horror always scared me to the point where, like, I don't like looking out the windows at night because there was supposed to be a face out the window or something.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a talking pig.
The pig's red eyes.
Gross. Is The Conjuring a spinoff of Amityville or has nothing to do with it?
No, they're different.
Yeah, so, the same couple...
The same couple investigated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Conjuring series is like the series of supposedly their real investigations.
I only saw the first Conjuring, but that is top three scariest movies.
Ed and Lorraine Warren.
It didn't stick with me too much.
Oof.
Yeah.
That one didn't bother you?
The Conjuring? No. Nice. It doesn't.
Good for you.
I saw it and I don't remember much about it, so it must not have.
It was good. It's interesting.
I thought it was really scary. Great story.
Great story, Trish.
Also, I'm really embarrassed about this one, but Nightmare on Elm Street has always been the scariest thing. And apparently they're comedies. Apparently they're supposed to be like,
really?
They're definitely tongue-in-cheek.
No, and you're supposed to laugh at them.
Yeah.
And it's always been the scariest thing in the entire world to me.
I think they leaned more into the comedy as it went.
How old you are when you watch it, too. Like, it was not a
comedy. You saw it when you were like 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how old you were?
Yeah, I'm older than you, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
You're at the same age.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
1 year apart, probably.
Okay.
21.
Yep, we're both 32.
I'm 21 and he's 22. Yeah.
I don't remember any of those, like, where I was like, oh my God, I can't look down a dark hallway or whatever. The only scene I can remember from a movie that made me like, ugh, was Salem's Lot. When the little brother comes back as a vampire and he's like scratching at the window.
Yeah.
It was like that scene because I'm like, well, I guess I'm never leaving my little brother behind because I don't need this.
It was really scary.
I'm going to make sure that sucker's with me when we're coming home from school. He's not getting lost out there and then scratching at my window. Not
Can
happening.
Can you just watch scary movies by yourself or you have to have somebody with you?
I can't watch them by myself now.
Yeah, let's do a marathon, Dave.
By myself?
No, I said let's do a marathon. We'll go. We got a showing.
Let's do a show showing on the couch under a blanket.
Yeah, you guys, you can come to the man cave, or I can go to your place. We can get the gang going. That'd be great.
Kevin, first time I've been hit on in a while.
Let's go. Horror movies. Pick out the four scariest.
He's really pushy and aggressive with his hitting on, too.
Yeah.
Can he grab your arm?
Any other way, Andrew?
Can he grab your arm if he's scared?
Nah, that's fine.
He's giving me while I'm down since that lady told me I was
uninteresting.
Uninteresting.
He's preying on you while you're vulnerable.
She's uninteresting.
I'm vulnerable.
Now's the time, Dave.
Oh, this is apropos of nothing we're talking about, but I thought it was interesting. I just read an article yesterday that there's no such thing as a sugar high or a sugar crash.
Mm.
They say that's all made up.
It's just so you don't run out of energy?
You can run out of energy, but it doesn't cause you, having a bunch of sugar, supposedly, doesn't cause you to crash.
I get you. You just eventually run out of gas.
Yeah, but supposedly it doesn't cause you to be jacked up either.
But I feel like, I mean, there have been times when I've felt a certain way.
I feel the same way.
And I eat something with a little sugar in it and picks me up a little bit. Or maybe it's just eating in general.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it just triggers those signals in your brain, like you're happy, so you get wired.
Oh, I've got a bad habit going on now.
Uh-oh.
I've been eating a Klondike bar every night.
Ooh, yummy.
Why is that a bad habit?
Well, you know, those add up.
Yeah, but like one Klondike bar a night is not going to do you in.
One sometimes.
Don't they make...
one to start.
Klondike with the hard outer shell, but then others like a cookie, ice cream sandwich.
I mean, I love ice cream sandwiches, but to me a Klondike is the Dilly bar covering.
I agree with you, but the ones that are like the ice cream sandwich are easier to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Klondikes are...
They're hard to eat. They're messy. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not going to eat it. I'm just saying.
Sure, I mean,
come on. I'm going to be at home by myself.
Yeah. All that time where we thought kids were just on sugar highs, they were just being kids.
Kids being kids.
I don't know.
Hey, the science is in, man.
The stuff they keep changing their mind on, it's just like somebody decides,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You're going to leave after this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to get this one out here.
Thursday.
Okay, I got to get this one out here. I like to say things so people can think I'm a bad guy. And I just say honest things. And last night we were at the ball game, Nick and I, and they put on the kid cam and all the kids were dancing. Uh-huh. And so there are these little kids and they're all dancing. There's this one boy kid really dancing up a storm. And I said to Nick, I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. If that were you and me, like if when you were 4 or 5 or 6 years old, they put the camera on you and you started really disco dancing.
You'd reel it in?
Nick goes, you would have had a talk with me. And I'm like,
He's getting left at the stadium.
I'm judging little
What's
kids. I'm judging little boys for dancing
problem?
Too much. I don't know. I don't like their confidence.
Don't act like a little boy.
I don't like that much confidence in a 7-year-old boy.
Don't act like a little dork when I'm here with you at the ballpark.
Then you're like, who's giving them the confidence? The parents.
Yep.
They're making them feel good. Making them think
That's
they
pretty
can
great.
Do things in this world, like dance at baseball games.
Knock that off.
My dad, swear to God, would have hit me as hard as he could in the back of the head. That was one of his moves.
On the Jumbotron.
On the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Someone would have caught my hat in the lower level.
Whole crowd starts cheering.
As soon as the smack goes, the whole crowd just goes, oh.
Would it make a difference if it was little girls or no?
Yeah,
kids
it makes total difference.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is completely something-ist. I don't know how many ists I am here, but yeah.
Well, is it because obviously you were a young boy, so you just see that as not the way it is because it wasn't the way it was for you.
Yeah, it's still like 1970 to me, and I'm down there dancing, and I'm like,
your dad's about ready to hit you.
You need to stop it.
You're getting smacked.
It's like, you got something coming, buddy.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, hon.
Bye. No, when, I mean
Thursday. Welcome back, DGS. Rach is out for a couple of weeks. Steve, our boss, is so concerned. He's really worried.
He should be.
That our conscience is gone?
Yeah. Yeah. Mom's gone.
Yeah. I don't know that I can call, I mean, you know, Rach is not really in the range to be mom, but she's definitely in the range to be like big sister that keeps everybody.
She's the only one that ever says that's enough of that.
But on the flip side, she does cuss more than the rest of us on the air.
What?
Yeah?
She's done it a few times.
Oh,
yeah.
Has she?
She's done it a couple times, and you've only done it once. You've somehow never done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've done it once, maybe.
Speaking of cussing, I found out something really disappointing. On the day of the Charlie Kirk shooting, you guys can put yourself in our place. So we're on KMOX. It's news, but we're not news. We are an entertainment show. And so when that happened, whether it's something like that or it's weather, anytime Michael Calhoun wants to break in or the newsroom wants to break in and go to CBS anchored coverage, hey, happens all the time. But shy of that, like on that day, because I remember it well, we gave every update there was. Every time there was something new on the Charlie Kirk shooting, we said it. We talked about it. We talked about it quite a bit just in the general conversation. Maria Akina got cursed out 6 times. 6 different people called the newsroom and cursed her out because we weren't covering it wall to wall. We dared to talk about anything but that shooting. And they literally called her names and cursed her out. Is that terrible?
So, A, why are you yelling at someone that has no control over that? And if you don't know whether they control it or not, why would you yell at someone if you don't know? Just get over yourself. Two, that's not, I mean, do we stop for anything that happens along those lines and go full 24/7? Because there's a lot of terrible crap that happens all the time.
Yeah, many shootings of multiple children we've covered.
Yeah.
And we give you the updates when we get them, and then we go along with the show.
The only ones that weren't that way was CVPA. It's right down the road.
Yeah.
You know, when something's happening in St. Louis, everything is... But that's. I think that's the thing to understand is we're St. Louis's news station, and we cover national news, but our priority is here.
Yeah, we're not CNN.
Right. Our priority is here. So if it's that big of a story and it's local, happens here, involves someone from around here, then yeah, it's probably going to be end up being that way. But like, as you put it, we're not CNN, we're not Fox News. We can't do what they do.
No, I don't have the toolkit for that. Personally, I find it incredibly dull to just repeat the same story over and over again for hours on end like CNN does. Mm. That's all they do.
Yeah,
they just go from one guest to another saying exactly the same thing. Yeah. I don't think that's particularly edifying to anyone. It's just what they do.
Yeah,
but that's not what we do.
No, and so. It's also why we have news every hour and twice an hour in the busiest parts of the day, and why they break in when there's breaking news, because that's how we keep it covered.
Crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.